what's up, guys? Welcome back to Reality, episode number 2. I am Brandon Bonciero.
I'm Lily Huddleston, and we are so excited to review episode number 1 of Listen to Your Heart, Bachelor Nation's brand new show that just aired and is making our quarantine that much better.
Speaking of quarantine, we hope everyone that's listening is staying safe, staying healthy, staying sane during this time. Appreciate you guys coming back and listening to us. If it's your first time, welcome. But we're ready to have some fun today and talk about this new show, Listen to Your Heart.
Yeah, so kind of, how did you feel overall? Did it meet your expectations?
Well, I will say my expectations were pretty low going into it, but I'm kind of conflicted. I don't really know how I feel because for one side of me is thinking, wow, there's actually like a lot more like Bachelor in it than I thought. Like I was expecting it to be like really music heavy, but it was more Bachelor heavy than it was music heavy, I feel like. But then again, I'm like, well, wait. And aren't I here to like listen to people sing and stuff like that? And there's certainly that, but I don't know. It's hard for me to come to a conclusion yet. I feel like the jury's still out, but I enjoyed it. It was a good time.
Yeah, I guess I kind of agree. I was surprised how Bachelor-like it did feel. I felt myself at times being like, can you guys please sing? Like, I wanted to hear all of their voices, you know? So it was interesting, but it did really feel like The Bachelor. I think the biggest difference between this and the other Bachelor shows is that you have alumni who've been on Bachelor, Bachelorette coming into like the ones where they all mingle and date. So you kind of already know like who you're rooting for or who you don't like. And it's interesting with this, like you don't have any opinions on anyone, you know?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Oh, okay. Compared to like Paradise where like, you already know these people. Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah. It's fresh opinions, fresh people. And as someone who's not musically talented that we talked about last time, it's always fun to, I don't know, lack of better words, judge the people that are you know, singing and playing instruments in front of us on live TV. So, or on national television. But I thought it was a good time. I'm excited to see how the rest of it pans out.
Yeah. I thought one thing that was interesting was we were kind of talking about how like, Does someone teach them these lines? Like, no normal person in the dating environment, like, walks up to someone and is like, can I steal you for a second? Like, they all use the same lingo. So the fact that these people have never been on The Bachelor or Bachelorette, where you kind of have to do that because there's one lead, you know, and they're still using the same lingo, it still flows the same way. It was a little different. It felt a little different. But overall, I'm just like, do they get a crash course on, like, the things you should say and do and the ways you should behave? Like, if you went on there, would you be, you know, would you be just, like, interrupting people? I don't feel like that's how, like, normal people date.
I mean, it's not, like, the first thing that comes to my mind, but, like, I'm going to recognize the environment that I'm in. They know. They've watched before. They know what to do. And, like,
all of them have watched.
Okay.
Our buddy Matt doesn't even know who Chris Hemsworth?
Hansen, which I'm pretty sure, isn't he the To Catch a Predator guy, which is just kind of funny.
That's hilarious.
He was totally playing like this, like, I don't know what I'm doing on this show. Like, oh, I've never watched The Bachelor. Yeah. Get out of here, guy. You definitely know who Chris Harrison is.
You know who Chris Harrison is. I thought overall there were so many cliche, cringy things said, specifically by Chris Harrison. I'm like,
Chris is using this opportunity to get all of his like dad jokes out.
Oh, and my gosh.
Like, to boost his like comedy career, whatever he's trying to do. It's great. He's having a heck of a time with it.
He does it so seriously, though. What I thought was funny was right off the bat, he, like in the intro before they exit the limos, he starts talking about A Star Is Born. He's like, you know, we all love A Star Is Born and you're going to see it play out. I'm like, dude, have you seen the ending?
And people, I don't get it. Like, cool, Star Is Born's a good movie, but like,
A Star Is Born's about, like, mental health and a lot of things greater than, like...
But it's, like, it has this attachment to this show, I guess, because they sing. It's like, okay, great.
That's the similarity.
He also ends up dead at the end. Spoiler.
Yeah, spoiler. And then he also was, like, do you remember when they were kind of previewing the entire season and they were, like, performing in front of some of the biggest names in music, and then they're showing like Jason, whatever his name is, from Becca season.
I didn't see a single music person.
Yeah. It's like Rachel and Brian were like, okay.
Like, how about you show us like, I don't know, like an actual musician. But yeah. No, that was funny. Yeah. It was definitely I don't know, it kind of had a lighter feel, like, in the beginning. Yeah. But then again, like I said, then it became very Bachelor-esque, where it was, like, very, like, right. dramatic. Who's gonna get a rose and all that stuff.
Right.
It was, like I expected, it was kind of cheesy. But I'm gonna tune in. I'm gonna watch again.
Yeah. And then he goes, he literally says to the contestants, who knows, you could end up, like, Beyonce and Jay-Z after this, like... Okay,
All right, I know. And it's like, are there really no other, like, comparisons? Like, like, James Taylor or something like that. And, like, I'm sorry, I just don't really know who James Taylor and his wife is. But obviously you know who Beyonce and Jay-Z is. It's just like, is that really all you got?
Yeah, is that all you got? Yeah, and Twitter was kind of blowing up about these things. It seemed like everyone was thinking along the same lines. And everyone was like, oh, we didn't want to watch, but now we're watching, like, because of quarantine.
We knew that was going to happen. Yeah. Everybody's also making the jokes that Jed was the one that inspired this show.
Right.
Which I guess we found that Chris Harrison actually had to make, like, a statement and say that Jed did not inspire their show. But, I mean, come on. It's like an unconscious bias. Like, Jed inspired the show.
Yeah. Jed is literally, I mean, I don't even want to talk about this dude because he's literally getting everything he could ask for. He doesn't even have to be on this show. And seasons later, we're still talking about him. Like, he's relevant.
I mean, it worked. His plan worked.
I know. So, overall, I'd say exceeded my expectations. Okay. I think my expectations were low, but I would say overall it's harder to connect with the characters and really, like, root for them off the bat because we don't know them. Whereas in Paradise, Winter Games, you've seen them on other seasons before.
See, I disagree. I think it's great to have, like, fresh faces and, like, not have to look at the same people in Paradise all the time. So I think it's great to form new opinions and, like, get new people in the franchise and then add on the musical aspect of it. And it's pretty entertaining. But, I wanted to kind of bring this up and talk to you about it. The idea that the show is kind of premised around is that the fact that they're obviously all musicians, they're all musically talented, and that this is going to be a big part of what sparks their connection
mm-hmm.
and what sparks their love. So I kind of wanted to ask you, what are your thoughts on being in a relationship and, like, having that one, like, passion almost mm-hmm. that connects the two of you
mm-hmm.
and maybe kind of carries you throughout the relationship? One, right. Do you think that works? And, like, two, do you think that's a good thing for, you know, I guess to put it simply?
I feel like it's hard for me to relate to this. Like, we started dating so young. It's not like, you know, we have, like, a really good example of that. I'd say, like, in our relationship, the one thing that's connecting us is probably our faith, which is, I'd say, a normal thing to connect people, like, in relationships. But as far as the career, like, what you do for your career is what connects you, like, you both do that for your career. I don't know, it's an interesting topic, kind of, I guess, to consider, because I would think when you're dating someone, you may feel like some sort of competition or just, like, you know, I would never feel that way towards you if we were doing the same thing, because I love you unconditionally, right? So yeah, you're welcome. So I would want you to do just as well as me or better than me. But, like, someone you're just dating, I don't know. Like, I feel like it would kind of be an interesting dynamic.
Well, yeah, I think it's definitely interesting. I think music is kind of along the same lines, at least in my eyes. I mean, maybe it's a notch above, but it's like, oh my gosh, we both really love sports. Oh my gosh, we both really love to travel. Like, oh my gosh, we're both really into, I don't know, what are people into? Reading? Like, I don't know. I don't know. But, like, sports and travel, like, the two main things that I feel like people are like, or, like, I'm adventurous, you know, like, let's go do crazy stuff.
But this is their career. This isn't, like, a hobby.
Right. Well, it's all their aspiring careers. Like, right, you know, right, like, they all have careers. But, like, and then there's also the aspect that it's in a very concentrated environment. Like, The Bachelor, without the music, is a very, like, hyper, I don't even know. It's, like, it's a very accelerated, I guess that's a good word, accelerated environment. Where people are already, like, feeling like they're connecting and falling in love, like, so much quicker than they would in the real world.
Right.
And then you add the music on top of it, and people are, I feel like it's probably makes for an even more accelerated environment. Like, oh my gosh, I found someone that's hot.
Right.
I found someone that, like, had a good conversation with me, and they can sing like I can sing, and we can play music together. So I think...
I feel like they look at it as a way to further advance their career. I feel like it's, like, this bonus of, like, oh my gosh, we love each other, you know, in quotations, I'm doing a little...
Air quotes.
Yeah, air quotes right now. Like, and we have this great connection, but we can also both sing, and that's going to help my career because, like, we could be, you know, a, like, popular duo.
Yeah, but I don't know. I feel like they got to be, like, if these people are out there hustling, like, a lot of people live in a lot of them live in Nashville, mm-hmm. like, or, like, in California. If they're out there hustling and, like, trying to make this a career, I hope they have some sort of self-awareness to recognize that, like, hey, maybe, like, I'm not going to be the next Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Right.
Like, maybe, okay, cool, I can find some love, I can get some clout.
Right.
And, yeah, sure, maybe I'll get a couple hundred thousand Instagram followers. Like, what's that really going to do for you, you know?
Right. Well, I think it's kind of a way to, like, launch their branding. And I wish, like, they all come on here and they're like, we're looking for love. I wish someone would straight up just be like, honestly, this is a great career move. And if I find a hot babe to, like, ride along with me, awesome. But I hate that they're all like, we're looking for love.
I know, but I think there's going to be, I think that's going to be something that is we're going to see play out is that there's probably some people that are more serious towards both sides
right.
of the coin, right? Some people are going to be there more for love. Some people are going to be there more for music. So that's going to probably be some drama that plays out as well, I think.
Here for the song reasons. the only other thing I was thinking about that topic was kind of like when I was looking at the girls in the beginning, I think it was like Savannah and Jamie, you know, whenever they were first in there, it's like, not only are you competing with these girls over like looks, you know, and personality, or like, not only are you competing for a man potentially, but now you're also competing like over career, like who's the better singer, you know, or like who sounds the best. I don't know. I feel like it adds like an additional element of competition that makes it like even more personal.
Right. I agree. No, I think it's going to, and I think that is going to be interesting post show. When we, you know, we always keep up with who stays in relationships and stuff like that.
Right.
If I had to guess, I think the success rate for this is going to be lower.
Right.
Than the normal Bachelor series. But
yeah.
I think we get into the cast and get into the people
okay.
and talk about what we think. Because obviously that's what, you know, that's what we're here to do. We're here
yeah.
to watch these people and judge them from our couch eating chips.
Yeah. So it started with the contestant intros,
right.
which I love. I wish they would do them for everyone, though. Like, they kind of cut that out of The Bachelor, Bachelorette. Like, they don't do as many intros like that. Like
three or four, yeah.
Yeah, and I love them. I think it's cool.
Yeah, no, it's cool. And I think the people that they decided to highlight were more
right.
so focal points, like, in this episode. I'm not
right.
sure if they will be moving forward, but I think right off
the... Except for Becca.
Yeah, you're right, but she's also, you know, she's like the one
musical
oddball.
Theater,
like,
yeah.
Like, she's like the only person that's like, I don't know how to
right.
describe it. Yeah, I guess musical theater is the way to.
I guess jumping right into it, she was probably my least favorite intro. I was just like, oh boy, because she said like something like, I want to have, or something like, you deserve to have love thrust on you. I was just like, the way she was saying it was so dramatic. It plays right into her brand. I was just like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, she. I mean, not much to say about her. She's
yeah.
she's kind of boring to me other than she's, like, tried to be... Like,
right.
She was, oh, in her intro, she was doing, like, the Sharpay stuff with her hands in, like, her mouth.
Well,
know?
I kind of like that, so...
Well, because that's something you would do.
Something I would do. So, who stood out to you?
You know, I liked Gabe. Gabe was... I don't think he was much a part of the episode today, but
yeah.
he was... you know, he's from Houston. He talked about his faith right off the bat. He's just kind of a good-looking... dude, and I was like, yeah, like, he's probably gonna
sports
yeah we like sports. He's probably gonna be I feel like he's gonna be a chill guy, so he's
yeah.
not gonna be involved very much,
yeah,
but I liked him just as a person.
Yeah, I liked, okay, I'll talk about Savannah is from Nashville. We already have like half of the cast from Nashville, which we expected. She said she's a yogi and a self-proclaimed wild child.
A yogi.
What you know?
A yogi?
Like a yoga instructor. She's a yoga instructor, but like it's a lifestyle, a yogi.
Is that what people actually call themselves?
Yeah, this is a term, a yogi.
It sounds like, well, when I think yogi, I think Yogi Bear. You know?
Oh.
That's all I know. Okay, yeah, she's a yogi.
She's a yoga instructor. It's in...
No, we're going to refer to her as a yogi.
Yogi. and my first impression was you're definitely going to cause drama.
Yeah.
You can just tell.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, if you call yourself a wild child, you call yourself a free spirit, that means...
You better cause drama.
You don't give a darn.
Yeah.
And you're gonna ruffle some feathers along the way.
Yeah. What about Jamie?
Jamie, the 21-year-old, probably... Did we see anybody younger?
Not that they said. She's from Nashville as well.
Right. I mean, whatever. Everybody's from friggin' Nashville. She said she just moved there, so she probably, like, I want to know her story, because, like, maybe she was in college, dropped out, like, I'm going to go pursue music. Right. Maybe she's still technically in college. I don't know. But it's so weird. It's always so weird watching shows like this and seeing somebody who now, like, Jamie is younger than me and, like, obviously the same age as you. But, like, you know, the same age as us, because it's, like, I try to, like, put myself in their in their shoes. And if they're, like, 25, 26, like, sure, you've got a little bit more experience. Like, you've got a career and all that stuff.
Right.
But it's so – it's always, like, oh, my gosh, like, you're young. But I guess it, you know, my age, so I don't know.
What kills me was she kept – like, throughout the episode, she kept saying, like, I've been waiting for this moment for forever. And I'm like, that is, I would never say that.
It's a girl, you were in high school a couple years ago.
Yeah, like, how long have you been dating? Like, not even 10 years, you know?
Well, speaking of dating, she made it a point to let us know that every single guy that she's been with has cheated on her.
Yeah.
So, and then we'll get into it, but a little bit of foreshadowing, perhaps, with Trevor, who we can talk about his intro as well, because he... initially, for me, had a good impression.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
Seems like a nice guy. He was the one that was on American Idol.
Top 25.
Was he?
Yeah.
Okay. Katy Perry loved him. Mm-hmm. Thought he was the hottest thing ever. Good-looking guy. Don't get me wrong. But seemed kind of just like a... yeah, like, I'm confident, but I'm also not a D-bag about it.
Yeah, I could tell he was going to be a hot commodity as soon as he flashed his golden retriever, Coda or something. It was a really cute name. And I also know from American Idol that he said, like, he works in construction to support his mom, who has lupus. So I think he has, like, a good story. They didn't really highlight it here. But yeah, I immediately knew, like, all right, he's going to be in the drama as well. He's going to be a hot commodity. It was funny. Your dad, what was your dad saying about the boys versus the girls?
Oh, yeah, yeah, my dad. So, hey, Dad. thanks for listening. He said that the guys don't even compare to the girls. And
like looks-wise.
Yeah, yeah.
Attractiveness.
Like, the guys are, you know, I kind of agree.
Trevor is probably the cutest one, in my opinion.
Oh, and then there's Ryan as well, who we'll talk about, who's kind of good-looking. And then let's talk about Sheridan real quick.
Oh,
he was kind of like Becca, kind of like the oddball. He was like... And I say that in an endearing way because he's, like, got his own style and he's got his own vibe, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
So he's the guy from Austin. Shout out Austin. That's maybe I'll hit him up when I'm out there.
Yeah, you said he has the Austin vibe, so you might have to grow your hair out. I don't know what was up with the beard. It was like, if you were, like, eating cereal or something, I feel like, I don't know.
Just cereal? Why just cereal?
You know, if like cereal. You're slurping the milk, it would get all caught in his beard.
Cereal is probably the one thing you can, like, manage the most. Anyway, no, I don't think I'm going to have that Austin vibe. Maybe I don't fit the vibes. Vibe check failed.
Yeah, vibe check failed. But the whole, like, 5-minute cameo on the Subaru, I was like, dude, we get it. You have a Subaru. Like, I don't know. Is this really your brand? Is your car?
Oh, also, but he did make a bad impression on me because he was talking about how much of a hat guy he was. Wasn't even wearing a hat. You can't be the hat guy and not wear a hat.
True.
He wore it during the rest of the night, but, like, in the intro, wear a freaking hat, dude.
Yeah, maybe it was a producer thing.
Nah.
Okay.
I'm blaming it on Sheridan.
Okay, so...
And your name's Sheridan.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. You've got a lot of work to do.
Oh my gosh. I kind of liked him. I liked him from his intro. Okay, so moving into the night and kind of the limo exits. We love that Chris Harrison was there. We love that they did the limo exits.
Yeah, I mean, Chris being there is just kind of a funny sight. It's like, oh, like, welcome. Now head on in. He's just sitting there just like cheesing hard. But the first person, I think, maybe we're one of the first people, but I want to talk about, we talked about it a little bit already, was Matt.
Yeah.
Who I think Matt's a good looking guy too, but that's kind of besides the point. But he made it known that he did not know who Chris Harrison was, which...
We kind of touched on. It was just like, okay.
I don't believe him. I don't buy it.
Yeah. And then Rudy, she goes, she literally straight up says that she's dated all of LA. I'm like, is that a good look? Like, are you, why? I don't know. I wouldn't say that.
Yeah, I don't know. Why say that?
And she kind of like, she was immediately, at least what they showed in the interview, she was immediately talking about other girls and just like talking about the other people that were already coupling up and talking about how there's so many beautiful women here. And I'm always just kind of like.
Yeah, dude, welcome to The Bachelor.
Yeah, so I'm not surprised that she was the one to be in the bulk of drama this show because I feel like I feel like that kind of fits, you know, if she's sitting here talking about all the other women.
Yeah, that wasn't, I didn't really love that start. And then there was Michael Todd,
yeah.
He is a problem.
Yeah, oh my gosh. He sang his original song called Hot Something. Like, what was it? It was Hot Something.
I don't know. I missed that.
I don't remember what it was, but it was weird.
I was too focused on the fact that he told What's-Her-Face that I like your lips and, like, right after meeting
him. That line must have worked for him before.
Oh, I would like to meet that girl that I worked on because that is just how that guy's a serial killer. That's
Savannah was so funny, too, when she's, like, the way she curbed him. Yeah. He's like, you don't like my lips?
I'm really glad it didn't work on Savannah. Yeah. Savannah got a one-up in my book for that.
Yeah. And then it was also funny because they kind of let this one slide, but he was also curved by Brie when he was like, do you want to go into the hot tub? And she was like, oh, I got to use the bathroom.
It was just like the most blatant, like, I'm a girl that is uncomfortable. Yeah. And I'm leaving the situation now.
Goodbye. And he totally knew it too. He was like, okay, like, mm-hmm. Do your thing. Yep. Do your thing.
He knows he's a weirdo, but, like, yeah. Even if you know that, like, don't come in saying you like somebody's lips and, like, that's how you try and kiss him. Like, just, yeah. I don't know.
He was weird, but you know what? We need those characters.
I want to ask you, this is kind of off the cuff here. What do you think about, because this happened with Matt as well, what do you think about the guys asking the girls for a kiss? Like, you and I aren't in the game and haven't been and won't be right. For a while, and, like, so we don't really know this
for
world.
For a while.
Well, forever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean. But anyway, what do you think? Just answer that. How do you think about guys asking girls for kisses? I think it's like I don't know. Does that happen? Like, hey, can I?
Yeah, we're really not the people to be asking about this. But I think considering it's an accelerated timeline, you know, things are moving really quickly. It's their first night. Who knows how long they've been talking? I think it may be appropriate. Some guys do it better. Like, I thought Matt did it well. Like, Matt did it way better. We didn't get bad vibes from him when he was in the hot tub with Rudy.
Speak for yourself. I mean, look, it doesn't get much weirder than Michael Todd, right? So, okay, yes, he did it better than Michael Todd.
He didn't really ask for one either.
Oh, exactly. But he was like, no, that's what he was doing. And she knew that's what he was doing. But
I think when you're into someone, you're vibing, you're having a good conversation. If you're like...
And then you say, oh, what if I was a bad kisser? What would you do?
Okay, well, that was kind of stupid, but...
That's what he did.
If you were just like... I'm really into you. What are the chances I can kiss you? I don't know. I'm not a dude. I don't know how to, like...
Whatever happened to...
I think it's respectful in this day and age to, like, make sure someone's comfortable.
I agree, but you can probably do it.
You can do it in a smoother way.
Whatever happened to, like, making the moves where you, like, count your shoulders? Like, 1, 2, 3, 4. Now your arm's grounded and then...
Oh, my gosh. Not everyone's as smooth as you, Brandon.
I mean, I'm sure that's, like, smooth for, like, a 15-year-old. But anyway, I just wanted to... Every time that happens, I think it's a little strange. But yeah. I don't know.
Okay, so then moving into the night, we have two dates. Yeah. And we have drama off the bat.
Of course.
But it was kind of annoying because exactly who you expected to be involved in the drama was involved in the drama, you know? At least in my opinion.
Who are you talking about?
Like Rudy, Jamie, Trevor. Like I could foresee that, you know?
Yeah, for sure. So I guess the first date that we can talk about was Jamie and Ryan. But before we get into the date, there's obviously like the who is he going to pick? Or no, because it was his choice. So never right. mind. We knew he was going
to
pick Jamie.
This is why, this was another reason it didn't feel like so Bachelor-esque is because when they have the date cards in Bachelor in Paradise, like you go talk to girls, even if you're like.
Well, I think that was just Ryan. Just like, I think it was clear. Like, I don't think anybody questioned who Ryan was going to take.
I don't know. It was just kind of like in front of everyone. He sits there for a few seconds and he's like, Jamie. And she's like, yeah, sure.
Also,
like, you ask them in private. That's how it generally goes on Paradise.
No.
Yeah, a lot of times they go off and they talk, and then they ask the person if they can talk again for the second time.
I'll say that's half the time. I'll say it's 50-50.
Okay.
But anyway, I would like to point out a little producer plant here.
Mm-hmm.
Because, of course, they give it to Ryan. The so he can ask the girl that's torn between two people.
Yeah.
And, like, the most torn between two
people.
This
is their job, to create good television.
And it's great. And their date was cute?
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about it. So they went to Capitol Records, obviously, and I think I had read somewhere that they get a deal. Like, I think there's one couple standing, and they get a deal at Capitol Records to, like, record, I don't know, a song, an album, I don't know. So they're already playing into it. They're kind of like, ooh, get a taste of whatever. And then they have, like, a famous producer. They're singing Gravity. I love the song. But my question is, like, if you're a singer and someone's serenading you, how do you feel about that? I feel like you would just be critiquing them the whole time.
Yeah.
If that's your profession.
But look, if you're Jamie critiquing Ryan, not much to critique there. Because guy's got talent.
Honestly, Ryan has the voice of an angel.
Again, look.
He was awesome.
Describe awesome.
I liked his singing. I liked the way he looked when he was singing.
Yeah, okay. Again, Ryan is your 2020 e-boy. Like, he is the big poofy hair.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, and look, I got a little swoosh to my hair, but, like, his is very big and very...
Don't focus on his hair.
It's hard not to focus on it. But I don't know. He's just also just very like, oh, yeah, like, I don't know. It's so hard to describe, but he's just got that.
He does seem a little boring. I will say that. So I understand why she may gravitate towards Trevor a little bit.
And
of course, seems a little more.
And of course, he's like, oh, I love John Mayer. Like, yeah, okay. Yeah, dude.
Okay.
Of course.
Okay. Whatever. Agree to disagree. I don't really feel like there was anything else very interesting. One thing I did think was interesting was whenever Chris came before the roast ceremony or whatever, Trevor, like, straight up goes, yeah, I mean, the girl I like went on a date with another guy, so I don't really know where we stand. That's not normal.
I know, but again, back to Chris Harrison, Chris Harrington. It was great. He goes, do you feel the gravity in this room, Trevor? And it was just,
oh,
like,
my gosh, yeah.
How could that be more scripted? That was so funny.
Yeah. Okay, and then what kills me, too, with that whole drama is Jamie straight up says, like, I always pick the wrong men. And she still goes with, like, she still goes with whatever she's thinking. Maybe you should do the opposite of what you think if you always pick the wrong men.
Hey, here's a thought. Also, she was freaking out a little bit. She was really nervous. She was
nervous.
She was seemed a little uncomfortable.
I liked that. That's genuine.
Oh, sure. Yeah, no, I agree. I'm not. I just kind of a fact. And, like, Ryan, I think, I'll give this to Ryan. I think he did a good job of, like, at least
helping
what it seemed
her.
Of, like, helping her and, like, not, like, because he could very, again, that's where the competition could come out. And he could very easily be like, all right, like, I'm going to crush this. Like, watch me sing.
Right. Oh, my gosh. Don't do it. Stop.
But yeah, anyway, sure, their date was cool.
Okay, and then there was Mel and Matt, which was kind of a surprise. And then there was all the drama with him and Rudy. And honestly, Rudy, I didn't like that whole thing. Like, this is The Bachelor. You know what happens. He may have made it seem like he was going to take you on a date, but, like, at least give him the chance to, like, explain why he chose, you know, Mel before, like, going and bad-mouthing him to the whole house. And then they showed her, like, singing that sad breakup song. And I'm just like, oh, my gosh. Like, come on. But I will say, her voice was incredible.
Yeah, no, she's good.
Beautiful voice.
Yeah, so obviously there's not much to talk about with the Mel and Matt date because it was boring.
Boring.
I don't care about them.
They went to a concert.
Plain White Tees making a comeback.
Yeah.
Are they? Can I? Hey there.
Is Stop.
Okay. But yeah, Rudy, I think, was, she was kind of right. Like, I'm sure he deflected and, like, I'm sure he was just, like trying to, like, lie to her in a sense. But also, yeah, like, you've known him for 24 hours. Like,
yeah,
you guys aren't getting married yet.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I just think that's kind of boring. I don't really have a lot to say. I think Rudy kind of overreacted when she confronted him and he was like, what do you mean? You know, there's a chance he never even said that because they didn't show it on tape. And I think if he said it, they probably would have had it recorded and played it. So I think that's interesting. I don't really know. She definitely could have gotten something different from the conversation than what actually happened. But overall, I don't know. It's kind of boring. Should we move past that?
Yeah, get on with them.
Okay, so let's do our first impression rose and our worst impression rose.
Before we get into the cocktail party and the actual roses, I thought it'd be fun if we gave our roses out.
Yeah.
So I don't know who Lily's roses are going to.
Yeah, we don't know.
So, ooh, a little suspense. Little surprise. Suspense. So, ladies first. Why don't you give... You want to do first or worst?
I'm going to do first.
Okay. Who's your first impression rose go to?
At first I thought it would go to Gabe. Because he's our kind of guy. Loves Jesus. Cool guy. He has some swag, some style. Not saying we do, but like... Just
no, I think we like those people because we don't have any of those things. Don't.
I thought I would like him, but they didn't show him very much. Savannah would get my first impression rose. And I'm not normally the type to like the girls who seem like they're going to cause drama.
The Yogi Bear.
The Yogi. Yeah, I'm not a yogi. I'm not a wild child myself. Very different vibes. But I don't know. I felt like throughout what they showed of her, she seemed pretty confident. She would get my first impression rose because she did better than I expected her to.
I like that. I like that pick. She was better. She exceeded my expectations as well. All right, you want my first impression rose?
Yep, give it to me.
I'm probably going to surprise you a little bit here. Someone we haven't talked about.
Okay.
Chris.
Chris. Who's Chris?
Chris.
What did you even see of him to get a first impression rose?
He was just chilling. He was confident. He was singing, playing the piano, showing, I don't know.
I thought that was Gabe playing the piano.
I mean, he might have at one point, but Chris, and then he was talking to Bree, and him and Bree.
Oh, he was talking to Bree. Yeah, you saw them in the corner for a second talking.
If they're showing us interactions, I judge you on your interactions, and they had a very good interaction. I don't know. Sometimes you just get a feeling about someone. I'm like, I like that guy.
Yeah, he seems like a nice hang. So, cool guy. I'm not sure if I'd give him my first impression rose, though.
Okay, this is my rose. Back off my rose. But another reason for it is because I didn't love the other guys that they showed. I didn't love Ryan, didn't love Trevor, didn't love Matt, I didn't love the girls very much. Didn't love Rudy, didn't love Jamie.
So it's like, say who you love though, because they literally showed like four people this episode. That's the only bad thing about like these shows in the beginning is you really don't get to know a lot of the people. Like they'll pick a star of the episode and then like you ignore everyone else.
Exactly. And it's off of impressions and my impressions.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Who knew my first impression would be so contentious?
So contentious. Worst impression, Rose. Maybe. They should give these, honestly.
I feel like we're on the same page here.
Wait. Okay. I have something to say. Rudy would have gotten my first impression rose because I already know who you're going to say. She would have, but the only reason that she didn't is because she saved Ryan. She saved Ryan.
Yeah, I don't like that move either.
No, I thought I was like, yeah, save Ryan. He deserves it because she probably didn't have a connection with anyone.
Deserves it for what? Looking like a knockoff Shawn Mendes?
Oh my gosh. He is hating on Ryan. I think you're jealous.
Am I jealous of a good looking guy who can sing? Yeah. No, duh.
Okay, whatever. I liked that move, so she didn't get my worst impression rose. My worst impression rose goes to...
Can we say the same thing?
Michael Todd.
We're probably not alone in this, but...
When you have two first names, you're automatically kind of questionable.
Yeah, just pick one guy. But also... I guess we're talking about who would have gotten it. Sheridan would have gotten my, but he rebounded because look, I've told you, he had a lot of making up to do. If you're that big hat guy and you don't wear a hat, come on, wear your hats.
That's your issue with him.
Look, we're talking off first impressions here. These are my first impressions. All right, Michael Todd. Serial killer. I'm sorry if you're listening, Michael Todd, which I'm sure you are.
Michael Todd. You know what? Side note, but Michael Todd, who knows? Maybe he would listen because guess who looked at our Instagram story? I feel like this is, I don't know if any of these listeners, totally out of left field. I don't know if any of our listeners watch Survivor, but we do. And we've been binge watching Survivor, just watched a season with.
It was from like 5 years ago.
Yeah, with this guy named Rodney, and he was in the final four, and he viewed our Instagram story on our Instagram page at Back to Reality Podcast. I mean, not even to just go on our page, but to view our story. He has like 200-something thousand followers.
I mean, yes. That was weird. You were freaking out a little bit.
And then that was cool.
And then we were like, okay, shoot our shot. And we DM'd him.
This is such a side note.
It's just hilarious.
The point being, Michael Todd, you never know. Maybe he will come to our page. So.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's nice. How we got there.
Okay, got it. But do we want Michael Todd on? Do we want to be associated with Michael Todd? Like, look, we're trying to hustle and like we're trying to get people to listen, but are we desperate? Are we compromising our morals here?
Let's just end this conversation.
Anyway, Michael Todd, worst impression rose.
So, okay, let's kind of talk about who the roses ended up going to. First of all, I thought this was so weird that they were walking out of the room.
Yeah, I don't know why you thought that was so weird.
Because normally they go stand back, like, in the line. Like, they were walking out of the room, huddling up, and like, who's coming next? Oh my gosh.
Like, I liked it. It made it easier to keep track of, and they obviously got to have, like, the clips of them talking to one another while they were waiting. And you thought they were, like, watching it. They weren't watching.
They were watching the hallway to see who came down. Yeah. It was just, like, weird.
Yeah, it's fun. And then at the end, they made the suspense where they didn't even see what's-her-face give Ryan the rose. And then they come walking down. It's like, ooh, wow.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't like it. I thought it was cheesy. And I don't know. You want to talk about... Let's talk about the... Okay, Jamie and Trevor... It wasn't obvious to me. I knew she was going to give it to Trevor. You thought Ryan. I thought Trevor. Oh, I was right.
Oh, wow. Well,
normally know. Am.
Oh, wow. Okay. I mean, it's the wrong choice. I don't know. I say that, but I've been hating on Ryan. But I don't know. It's hard for me to care. It's hard for me to care. I know I'm supposed to care, but it's hard for me to care.
Okay. Savannah and Brandon. I kind of dig them together.
Yeah, we didn't even talk about Brandon.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot to talk about. Like I said, you don't see them.
People... who are named Brandon just kind of got it. They just,
you they know, just got it.
They don't really, you don't really need to talk about them very much. They just fly under the radar and they're good. Don't worry about it.
I feel like they have cool vibes.
Don't worry about it, sweetheart.
Okay. I feel like they have cool vibes. I like them together. Would like to see more. I'm just ignoring a lot of the things Brandon's doing.
It was. Okay. So there is.
And by Brandon, I mean the one sitting next to me.
The one that kind of surprised me was Julian Sheridan.
I'm here for it.
Yeah. They're not gonna last.
No, I think they'll probably end up pursuing other people. But I do kind of dig, I don't know, it's different. Their conversation, their exchange, I felt like was really genuine. And I liked how she talked about, like, her nonprofit. And I thought he was, like, really respectful of that.
I know we're on, like, a music show, right? It's called Listen to Your Heart. Obviously, there's musicians. It still makes me really uncomfortable when someone's like, can I sing to you? Like what?
Yeah.
What if I just wrote
this song. Let's finish it together.
Like, what if I just came up to you one night and was like, "Hey, babe, can I sing to you?"
Well, you're not an artist, so I would laugh.
I'm an aspiring artist.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know about that, but also, can someone let me know? Does being a singer mean that you're a songwriter? Right. Like, she can sing, but does that mean she can help you finish your song? I don't know.
I'm sure you've got some sort of feel for it more so than we do, but
okay.
But
yeah, moving on. Mel and Gabe, Matt and Mel. Okay, I had to remember. We liked Gabe.
Yeah, but boring.
They're not gonna last. They won't move forward together as a couple. Chris and Bree.
I feel like I'm telling you, underrated couple here.
Nah, they won't last. They'll probably go home because they're gonna be the people who like don't find a connection with anyone and go home.
Except they found a connection with each other.
So. I don't know if they really have a connection. They just, you know, you have to give your rose to someone.
Interesting. Okay. I like Chris and Brie.
Rudy and Ryan.
So can we talk about the fact that this is another clearly producer-influenced decision here?
Because
Rudy definitely obviously was going for Matt at the beginning.
Right.
But then the producer was like, oh, that didn't work out. So, hey, why don't you pick Ryan here?
Right. Yeah. I mean, I agree, but that's their job. They gotta make that stuff happen so they keep the drama on the train.
I know, and I'm such a sucker because I know this stuff goes on. Like, some part of me just really wants just like normal relationships.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know, but sure, whatever. Keep Ryan in it.
Yeah. Okay. As we like go through this, I'm just kind of realizing that a lot of these people, I'm just like about.
Yeah, that's unfortunately how we feel about a lot of people watching shows.
Yeah.
So,
but normally I'm more polarized. Like, I'm like, oh, I don't like you. Like,
well, you'll get there. Don't you worry. Yeah. You'll get there.
Normally I'm like already there though by the first episode.
Yeah. And maybe that's a good thing. Maybe.
I don't know. It's something to say about the fact that you don't already have your opinions on these people. I think it like, you know.
No, that does not stop you night one of Bachelor and Bachelorette.
Good point. Good point. I have a lot of opinions. Okay, I think that's like enough about kind of who they gave the roses to.
Yeah, so I think that's really all there is to talk about for this episode of Listen to Your Heart. Like we said, we enjoyed it. It was good. I particularly enjoy how it's much more Bachelor than I thought it was going to be. Mm-hmm. The whole roses, the whole dates, and like mm-hmm. I don't know what I expected, but I don't think it was that. So
what about the promo though? We see that next week it looks like Trevor's ex-girlfriend has a friend who's coming on the show to ruin Trevor's life. That's what it looks like.
Imagine that. Somebody who knows somebody on the show.
So yeah, they're really going towards this trend as of late. But from watching him on American Idol, he had, I think the ex-girlfriend was the girlfriend he had on American Idol. And I think I read somewhere that he like cheated on her. And they kind of gave that promo, like, the girl saying, yeah, he cheated and he lied, or, you know, confronting him about it.
Right.
Which is hilarious that Jamie says every single man she's been with has cheated on her.
Right. Which
and
I
she
think
picks
is,
a cheater.
Which is great foreshadowing for...
She has a bad picker. Her picker is off.
Picker. Yeah, no, it's going to be... Look.
I'm excited.
I'm sure the story isn't what we think it is because of how they framed it in the promo, but... It's certainly going to get me to come back and watch it.
Yeah, they're really playing into the whole past relationships thing like they did with Victoria, who allegedly ruined 3 marriages.
Yeah. I mean, look, they got to, again, like you said, it's their job to stir the pot and cause drama.
They do a good job. They honestly, they should be PIs. Like, where do they come
from? PIs.
Private investigators, like... Did you know that's what PI stands
for? No, I did, but I'm very curious to hear this connection.
Because they find the dirt, you know?
Yeah. Okay, sure. Yeah. They probably have some interns doing this.
Okay, whatever.
And then another thing we wanted to touch on real quick was the ads that we kept seeing right before commercial break when there was like, if you're looking to date our next bachelorette, Claire Crawley, and like they're casting. So we talked about that in our first episode, so
yeah,
I guess it's
they
no
are
secret
casting.
That they're casting.
But there was news that came out. I don't feel like I'm still looking at this kind of stuff from Reality Steve because it's not spoiling anything. Apparently, according to Reality Steve, the Bachelorette is looking for a resort that they can film for like 5 weeks or something like that. They're looking for a resort that they can film. They can stay there and basically do like a quarantine. And there's been a lot of backlash on that. Like, oh my gosh, there wouldn't be hometowns. There wouldn't be dates anywhere. Like they would literally just be in that resort. What do you think about that?
Chill with the backlash. We'll take a season any way we can get it.
Yeah. Well, it's like safety concerns. Like really, you're going to have all these people.
Obviously, they're going to be safe. Like it's ABC. It's like, it's not like some run-of-the-mill operation. Like they're clearly going to test people.
Right.
They're clearly going to quarantine.
They do STD checks on the contestants in case you guys didn't know that. So clearly they're going to test for coronavirus.
Right. And they're like, that's probably why they're casting is probably because they've already vetted some people and they need some more because of safety concerns. So.
Hopefully they're over 25, the people that they take on. I hope they bring some older men on her season. And I hope that they do start filming soon. But even if they do that and they go in a resort, it still wouldn't air until September.
Better than nothing.
Yeah.
That's. I think the good news is that it sounds like they're trying to move forward with it and actually film. So that's positive news.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's all we have for today. Make sure you follow us on Instagram at Back to Reality Podcast.
And we'd love to know and hear from you if you enjoyed this. If you'd like to see us take something in a different direction when talking about Listen to Your Heart. And maybe we can just open it up to some thoughts that you guys have overall of the show so we can talk about some of the things that you want to talk about. So we're obviously new to this, so let us know. Follow us on Instagram. Tell your friends. Tell your grandma. Tell your mom. Tell your aunt. Tell your neighbor. Back to reality, baby.
And if you'd like, please leave us a review on Spotify, and hopefully we'll be up on Apple Podcasts soon.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks, guys.